Before the whirring cameras of media from all over New England, Assistant Attorney General Jane Young laid out the timeline. At 4:04, Stephen Arkell was sent to respond to a verbal domestic dispute between 86-year-old Walter Nolan and his 47-year-old son, Michael.
The caller indicated that they could hear the son swearing at the father, but that the argument was taking place in the house. There was also an indication that although the police had never been called before, that this individual had heard arguing before.
Investigators say at this time they have no evidence of criminal records, mental health problems, or even motor vehicle violations for either. When Officer Arkell arrived at the scene, Walter Nolan let him in. Officials believe he was met with gunfire from the son, Michael Nolan.
It certainly seemed that Officer Arkell walked into a situation that he didn't anticipate. Again, you know, this is a pretty quiet town. It's 4:00 on a Monday. You know, as somebody said, this doesn't happen here.
Police don't know if Arkell had a chance to draw his weapon. Just minutes later, a second officer, Derek Franick from Fremont, arrived at the scene. Police say he handcuffed Walter Nolan outside of the house after he was unable or unwilling to respond to questions. Franick, who knew shots had been fired, then entered the house only to see a wall that had been peppered with bullets and Officer Arkell's body lying face up. Police say Officer Franick determined that Arkell was already dead, but before he could recover the body, Michael Nolan again opened fire.
He indicated that he immediately was met with gunfire. That gunfire drove him from the front of the house to the back of the house, where he was able to escape off the deck and he went to the tree line.
Franick was uninjured and called for backup.
You know, the courage that he had to walk into that situation alone, try to do what he could to help his fellow officer get out and then call for backup is heroic.
More police began to arrive, setting up a perimeter around the house. And 20 minutes after Franick's call for help, smoke began to billow from the home. Police say gunfire continued to come out of the house. Some shots hit neighbors' homes, and others appeared to have been fired through the roof, but officers did not return fire. At 10 minutes of 6, an hour after the house was first set ablaze, and an hour and a half after Officer Arkell is first believed to have been shot, a massive explosion ripped through the house. The building was a duplex, and though the other family did escape unharmed, police say their pets were killed in the blaze. Young says investigators are not yet sure what caused the explosion or if the fire was deliberate.
You know, I think that based on what we saw, accidental is probably not likely. We understand that this is a new community that's here. Propane is what is the heating source and the cooking source for a number of the residents, so I think that that is one area that they will look at.
Police say positive identification and cause of death for the two bodies found in the rubble of the home will take time, but the body presumed to be Michael Nolan was found in the garage. A joint investigation with state and local police as well as the FBI and ATF will continue this week and will include questions for Walter Nolan, father of the alleged shooter. Walter Nolan was released from Exeter Hospital with no injuries and is staying with family. Stephen Arkell was a part-time police officer. He also worked construction with his brother, coached lacrosse for his daughter's high school team, and served as Brentwood's animal control officer. Lieutenant David Roy with the Brentwood PD grew up with Arkell and says he'll be sorely missed.
I've always kind of considered him as a peacemaker. That was what Steve was like. He loved to be able to talk to people and help them work their problems out, and I think he was really good at it.
Roy remembers playing youth hockey and baseball with Arkell.
Steve was always a fantastic athlete. In fact, I always used to, it was kind of like a competition. He was always better than me.
Stephen Arkell leaves behind his wife, Heather, and their two daughters. Investigators expect to be on the scene at least through Friday. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.